Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I find it awfully interesting that if a senior class has done next to nothing, why the hell do they get a senior night?
Because they're seniors.
No, they're not. They're employees. There's no such thing as a senior employee. You're just an employee.
They're seniors.
You're employees.
No, because on your final day at the job, you get a cake and all of that stuff.
No.
You get a goodbye
party. Not in this
business,
you don't.
You do. We gave it to Stoney and he's still coming back.
He's not leaving. That's not what we're talking about. Listen, you're not focused.
I'm
focused. You need to focus on the prize here. They should put a velvet rope around the Spartan head tonight and none of them should be allowed to kiss it. None of them.
Tyson can't kiss it?
Nope.
Wow.
Nope. No banners. No kissy. Yeah, they want something to kiss. I'll go to the ag school. I'll put a cow out there.
Technically, they can still get a banner.
Call me. So let's get to the Lions.
So you got security around.
I would have court storming protection around the Spartan head. None of them should be allowed to kiss that logo.
So what you're telling me in that final substitution, AJ Hogarth goes to walk towards the center of the court, and there's two guys with earpieces in their ear. This guy? Okay. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Back away.
That's right. It'd be like Robin Big. I'm going to go have Big Black out there. Stand there. No.
I'm going to go kiss it. No, you're not.
No, you're not. Now, you can hear. Why don't you go over there?
I'm AJ Hogarth. Don't care.
Here, go kiss the magic statue outside. No. No. They don't deserve to kiss that logo.
Mike, they're seeing
you. Nope. They're employees now. They wanted it this way.
They technically, some of them did help put up a banner.
Who?
The ones that are there for like their 6th year. Because they were there with Cassius and they got there in 19.
So they rode his coattails.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Malik gets to kiss it.
No kissy.
He was there. He was on the team.
No. He has not actively gotten us anywhere. No. They should not be allowed. Go to the ag school.
It's a tradition.
Go get a donkey out there.
It's
they want to plant one on that.
Mike.
Nope. Nope.
So you just ended the tradition right here.
Yeah, I'd end that and I'd end the tournament. I'm done. There's a sick part of me that hopes Northwestern beats him tonight. Jack Mancuso. Rico, I can't do it. All the folks, see, this is the thing. And I know I'm wrong. Let me repeat. I know I'm wrong for this. The psychological shift in, I would never have said that pre-NIL. I would have said they're seniors. No matter what, they've tried. They've done their best. But now, you're an employee. You're a line item. You don't do your job. I ain't celebrating nothing. Get out.
But even employees might get a goodbye cake.
Not all of them deserve it.
They still get it.
Disagree. And plenty of people left this building without a cake.
They got those crystal paperweights. You've been here for 25 years. This is that.
Yes.
You almost killed Mike. Right. Hey.
You're fired. Take this block of glass.
Right. Here's your Here's your Odyssey coupon. There you go. You're good.
Here's a picture of a toaster. So I get a toaster? No, it's just a picture of one.
Right.
All right. Well,
here's your gift card.
We'll get to it. You're going to be up there tonight. Yeah. You're going to be up there so Boo Booey can tap that ass.
I'm not guarding Boo Booey.
I'm being serious. I don't care what team you root for. There's been a guy who's been a killer. Like as a Yankee fan or a Tiger fan, certainly Jim Thome was a Tiger killer. Mm-hmm. Paul Konerko, Tiger killer. Boo Booey is the Paul Konerko of college basketball. Booey has absolutely clapped their cheeks for 4 years. It has been unbelievable what Boo Booey has done to my team.
Oh, the other person in college that did that, I just embraced and said, you know what? I'm going to make you my godson. That was Michael Penix Jr.
400 yards by halftime.
Wait, but let's go back to his first game at Indiana. Let's go back to
what was it? Was that the one where it was like 24 passes in a row?
Yes. And they couldn't stop him.
Kenny, all-time wings killer. Your lifetime.
All-time wings killer, Tyler Johnson recently. I mean, he was on those Lightning teams that just score, score, score. Thanks, Ken Holland.
All right.
That's my lifetime.
All right. David, ultimate Steelers killer.
Oh, my God.
I know. Just
Vontaze Burfict. He just killed. He just destroyed us every time he defensively.
Well, he
literally killed Antonio Brown.
I was just going to say it.
That changed the
conspiracy theory. That was actual brain damage on that hit.
You know,
AB was never the same.
I actually went back and rewatched that because I thought people were making fun. Like, something did happen.
Something happened that day.
He destroyed our team.
And I know I'm not a neurologist. I'm just telling you, the man was never the same.
Yeah, he was never the same after that. That's when he started getting really
weird. But then offensively, Tom Brady just always beat us.
I was just going to say.
Always beat us.
Brady was your...
Can a superstar be a killer, though?
Hell yes.
Okay. Yeah, because people beat Tom Brady. They eventually will beat him. We never beat him.
Patrick Mahomes.
Ooh.
I can't argue.
I mean...
You know it. I mean, like, if you're a Bills fan. Mahomes.
No, trust me, because the anger that you have, I've just not played it well here. But yes, in the Super Bowl, guys, run the ball, get this first down, do not give this ball back.
Don't let this man beat us.
Oh, you can't score with 2 minutes left in it. 2 seconds is too much.
Boo Booey.
And
I know, look, college basketball's never been worse. I know less people have never been interested. Well, I'm telling you this, Boo Booey.
When Boo Booey said he was coming back for another year, I was chair throwing. I was like, are you serious?
Like, you got to go back to your childhood, David, and you're playing Super Mario Brothers. You remember when you'd get the magic star and the music would kick on?
Yeah.
When Boo Booey knows he's playing Michigan State, it's magic. It's magic star. Boo Booey starts glowing in the dark.
Yeah.
Oh, you know who's going to be the new Boo Booey? And I want to bet. It's Fletcher Lawyer. Why? Because every state game is personal.
Yep.
Dude was 6-for-38. Played MSU, 5-for-6. Let's ride.
Fletcher, it's not my fault your brother's arms are short.
Right. But everybody was like, oh, you know, he's horrible. I was like, not against Michigan State. He will all of a sudden have a resurgence like never before.
Serious question. They lose tonight. Are they out?
No.
Okay, they lose tonight and lose the opener of the Big Ten tourney.
If they lose tonight, they lose to Indiana, and they lose the opening to the Big Ten tourney. Now they're sitting waiting to see who won their conference tournaments. Jesus.
I mean, you know what the problem is, too? It goes with the expansion talk. Like, think about this. MSU after tonight could be sitting at 17-13 and has, like, one road win.
The thing that
And helped. They're, quote, safely in.
No, because the thing is their net rating.
Oh, take the net rating it and actually, put it where the sun don't
it
shine.
Actually, they went from 24 to 22 after losing.
That's why Purdue. I don't respect the net rating. Basically, play a bunch of teams, beat none of them, get credit. That's fugazi.
That's America.
I don't have to go along with it.
See what happens when expansion happens? Now anyone can get in.
Oh, not man. Anyone. But you know what?
Watch it. They don't deserve anything this year.
Well, but here's the thing.
I'm just saying.
Hopefully we'll get two teams from the stadium.
His team could beat Oakland, though. That's pretty cool.
No, we can't.
Yeah, I believe you could.
No, you couldn't.
No, we can't.
No, you can't. Oakland, OU, top seed in the horizon.
Oh, two words. Greg Campy.
I got faith.
Two more words. Choke job. Can't. How many times? They go into this conference, the number one seed all the time. He don't win the thing.
This year's different.
That's all right. Watch. He'll run into like the beast of the Norsemen of Northern Kentucky, and he'll get kicked right in the crotch, and they'll go home.
Youngstown State's going to take us right to task.
That's impressive. Like, is there one school you don't know?
No.
No. Like, you just kind of casually threw that out there like that's actually
correct.
They got
a cool court? All right, listen. We'll get to the topic at hand.
You know who actually has a pretty good court? Ball State. Not bad.
Random, but okay. Yeah. We will get to the topic at hand. I'm sorry about that, but when Update Jesus brought a boo-booey, like a shiver went up our spine collectively, and I know Rico's going up there tonight.
You know what? He may be allowed to kiss the floor.
But that's what boo-booey... You know what? Boo-booey should do the Jalen. He's just put his ass right on the Spartan head because he owns us.
Booey, go ahead. You can kiss it. Go ahead.
You'll have to look that up, Kenny. I know that was way before your time, but Jalen basically wiped his boo-boo with the Spartan logo.
It was him and Juwan, wasn't it?
Oh, Juwan would never. He's a classy guy. F you.
And he'll be back next year.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are 50 days from the draft. And Rico and David came up with a tremendous question here. Because I think it really depends on the type of fan you are. But you're 50 days out, and we want to know if you have centered in on either a position or a player that 50 days from tonight, the Lions will draft, that you want them to take. Now, obviously, I think it's incredibly dangerous to ever lock in on a single player, unless you have the number one pick. Or maybe like a top five pick. Yeah, perfect. I think it's all about positionality. But I would love to know from you, the Lions fans, and shout out ESPN's Bottom Line. I can't believe this made it. Must be a real slow news day. Jerry Jacobs will become an unrestricted free agent. Let me show you my surprise.
News.
Let me show you my surprise face. So, look, like for me, I haven't even centered in on one position on the field. Rico, I've just been about its best player overall with parameters. But if you want to know where I'm actually warming up to, let me give you something creative. Because okay. I know everyone will say edge or corner or have a player. I think it's the offensive line.
I actually think with pick 29.
Make your strength stronger.
And plan for Ragnow to not be here. I think I would draft a guy with center guard capability. My man BB. But just draft a guy who could play guard in his rookie year. Learn from Frank. Maybe even moonlight here or there. I mean, and then the
let's face it. They had lineups with 7 and 8 offensive tackles out there.
10 O-linemen and Goff. Right. Eligible. I actually have warmed up to taking the best interior offensive lineman in the draft with center capability and moving it on down the line. Is that crazy?
It's not crazy. It's practical. It makes sense. You're going from a position of strength and you're making that strength stronger. I wouldn't be angry. For me, I realize I'm probably going to be in the minority on this because I think a lot of people are going to say you got to go out there. You got to get that lockdown number one corner. You got to do it. You got to do something on the defensive line. It does not have to be an edge rusher. It'd be nice, but you have to bring in some new pieces to that defensive line to really make it stronger. Because here's the thing. If your D-line is stronger, people, your secondary gets better. Because they're going after the quarterback. You don't have to blitz. You could play more zone. You could drop 7 into coverage because your front 4 is getting to the quarterback.
Rico wants D-line in the first round and address corner and free agency. Is that what I'm picking up? All right. People, I want to know where you're at. Is there even a position that you have kind of locked in on and said, you know what, I want the Lions to take X 50 days from now? And if there's a player, don't be afraid to bring it up. We all
know. See, I think the player is a little difficult at 29.
It's impossible because you don't know who's there.
Are they going to move up? Are they going to move down?
Listen, but I hear all the other shows making this mistake, and their little hearts are going to get stepped on. You can get attached to a player, but you are not going to get that guy at 29. It never works out this way.
Can't get Xavier Worthy?
I mean, if you're the Chiefs,
that's just not going to be fair. If he goes to the Chiefs. Dave and I were talking in the break, like, seriously, tell me how life ain't fair, Patrick Mahomes. Here's your gift. You get the fastest man ever to the NFL combine. It's going to be a Chief.
David, have you locked in or are you still in the evaluation phase?
No, I have definitely locked in. And since you all have now said it, I've locked in on an actual player.
Oh,
I know
God.
You guys are going to laugh at me.
He's doing exactly what I said not to do.
But
okay.
It's Nate Wiggins for me. It's Nate Wiggins for me, Clemson. The cornerback out of Clemson.
He's long.
And that's why I like taller defensive backs.
He's like 6'3", isn't he?
He's 6'2".
Yeah.
So I'm a fan of taller defensive backs and then his speed. Yeah. And I've always loved the way he covers. I've watched him a lot last season and this past season. He went into this season actually being the number one corner. That's what people thought he was going to be. And then some things happened and other corners jumped up there. But I like Nate Wiggins. So if you want to just go position, I'm fine with the position, but I like that player.
Listen, I just want to know from people, the combine's done, you've seen the mocks, you're kind of getting prepared for free agency, and of course free agency changes. But when you start to look at this, Brad Holmes has already shown you he's going to take the best available guy. I told you in our Mr. Lions pageant last week before I left for a few days, our man Cooper Beebe, like, if you told me they took him at 29 or if you told me they took the kid out of West Virginia who's played center, I actually am getting on board with that, and I'll address the defensive needs with veterans in free agency. See, that's where I think me and this fan base are going to go to war over the next 50 days. I want to hit free agency, get a corner and an edge rusher, and then Holmes can do whatever the hell he wants in the draft. I wouldn't say two words.
I've been consistent for the last now going on 3 years. Draft somebody on the D-line, whether it was Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis. Go get some more help for Hutchinson. Really, I mean, you look at your Super Bowl teams, Mike. They were able to get to the quarterback with 4, drop 7. You make the opposing quarterback's life so miserable when you can get the pressure with 4 people. When you constantly got a blitz, it's feast or famine. When you hit, you look great. You look like the Lions did when they played the Broncos. I mean, not the Broncos. Well, the Broncos and the Buccaneers in Tampa. You just hit the quarterback nonstop. But when you miss, it's wide open receivers. It's touchdowns. It
doesn't look good. Or you leave somebody, you know, Vildor out there, ball bouncing off his face mask. He shouldn't even have been out there one-on-one with IU.
And again, Rico, for me, no matter what they do, I'm just a big believer you take a corner in the second, third, fourth round. Like, I don't care. If the dream sequence of landing, yeah, and again, they're not going to get Snead. It would defy who they are. I want it. Even if I got Snead, even if I paid him $100 million, I would support taking a corner in the second or third round. You must have options. You got to have an understudy. You got to have pieces. Like if in the third round they took Mikey Sanristel and they wanted to improve their slot coverage, what do you think I'm going to do? Critique it? No. So I'm just saying, veteran, I want the edge in the corner in free agency. And then Holmes do whatever he wants in draft. He's earned the right in the draft. I don't think he's earned it with free agency.
See, here's the thing. I think if you try to get the edge rusher in free agency, you're going to end up overpaying for
him. Oh, to hell with it. It's not your money.
No, I know, but like the really good ones are locked up for a long time, whereas in the draft, you can go and find your next guy.
You know who John brought up, and I loved it? Who? I mean it. I mean, like, I'll bust John's balls when he has a bad opinion, which is often, but I will support him when he has a good one. John has identified a player that I think the average fan doesn't pay a lot of attention to, but I think he'd be a rock star here with Detroit. Christian Wilkins, Dolphins. Christian Wilkins next to Aleem McNeil, that's an incredibly active pair of defensive tackles. And John knows ball. And that, like, you don't have to get an edge to get better.
No, but see, the one that I thought he was going to say, but I would, Castex on Michael Owenu. Bring him here. He could play multiple positions on the offensive line from this area. So, yeah.
And in a year, you could put him at right and you move Sewell over. Decker's gone. So, yeah.
That's the thing fans don't realize. Everybody thinks Taylor Decker's still 25 years old. He's not. By the time you go to negotiate with him, he'll be 31 or 32. I got to go check. The point is, I think the handwriting is on the wall where Ragnow and Decker probably aren't going to be here for long. And Sewell, hey, he's the best right tackle in football. He's got potential to be the best tackle, regardless of side orientation, in all of football. Well, guess where you're putting him? You're moving him to the left side. Mm-hmm. And you're going to pay him a better part of $22 million a year.
Unless, wait, no, Hendon Hooker's not a left-handed quarterback.
Hooker never plays in my universe.
Can't wait for those shows.
Please stop.
Taylor Decker will be 31 this season.
Okay. And again.
But he's a young, spry 31.
No, he's not. He's battled so many physical ailments. Taylor Decker's a warrior.
I know.
But you got to be careful paying left tackles into their mid-30s. And let's face it, any extension you do with him is going to be 4 or 5 years. You know what the comp would be? Tyron Smith. Hey, he's an all-pro when he's there. Name how many weeks Tyron Smith was actually healthy for the Cowboys the last couple of years. I mean, it's fine. I told you. You want to go to war, Balake? We're going to go to war. I'm going to be at war with this fan base this offseason.
All right, D-Nice.
Yeah, Jay Quellen. 248-539-9797. We'll get to your calls. Some ticket techs got a football today. We got somebody up for the Xavier Tillman Award in the 4 o'clock. Lots to do.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
David on the ticket text. 50 days out, have you begun to lock in on a dream player with the first round pick? Or is it still, hey, just take this position? Or are you just like, look, this side of the ball?
Maybe still just got the hangover from making it all the way to the NFC title.
I think people do. Especially when I find out while I'm away enjoying my life that pickleball was discussed on this show.
The people wanted to hear about
pickleball. I don't care.
Apparently, there's professional referees and tours.
Don't
circuits.
Care.
Expand your mind.
No. David.
You keep this up and you'll never kiss the Spartan shield.
I've won as much as the seniors have. I have as many career three-pointers as Matty Sissoko. David?
Lions need to stay where they are and take Chop Robinson. The guy I want most is Zinter, though, later on. Take the starting right guard role as a rookie.
Yeah, I'm not mad about it. I think that's a different way of saying what I'm saying. See, I'm doomsday prepping for Ragnow walking out that door. But the fun is, if you got a guy who's got a little bit of experience at center, you can start him at guard with the ultimate goal of moving him to center when I truly believe this is Ragnow's last year.
And see, I'm okay. Normally, I don't do the cookies draft and stash, except for this time. If you can get Zinter, bring him in here, let him heal up in Allen Park, get him ready for the offensive line so that next year he's ready to go. That's the only time I'll do the draft and stash.
Strength in the O-line or the D-line is what I want for the draft. That would be a great call. Someone else with a name, Tanner Bordellini, ran a 4.94. I want him to play guard and or center for my team.
And he's also Italian, so you do get bonus points for that. Get a good Bordellini in town.
Rico nailed it. Go D-line. D-line makes the secondary better. The pick should be Powers. The O-line would be better than last year. Bring Glasgow back and give Jackson's money to Fuller and Hunter.
See, here's the only thing about the O-line over the D-line. Yes, you'll be able to score, and it'll be fun to watch the Lions because touchdown plays and wee, fun. You have to be able to stop people. You got to give Aiden some help on that line. I don't know. So that Houston can become the third defensive end. Like, you need help. You need more people because your secondary's better, your linebacker's better, your coverage is better. You got to be able to stop your opponents. Yes, when you're playing a bunch of scrubs, you can go out there and you can blow the teams out. But when you play the good teams, and this year you're going to be playing a lot of good teams, you got to be able to stop them in that fourth quarter in that two-minute drill.
Let's go to John, 97.1. Johnny, how you doing, buddy?
Sounds like somebody stole my thunder there. I wanted Zach Zenner.
Okay, tell us why.
Well, because he can play both, like you were saying, guard or center. And he's a beast. I mean, that guy, strong as can be, got some good technique, got good footwork. Guy's a beast, and I love to have him.
Yep.
And like we've all said, Frank Ragnow ain't going to be around much longer.
No.
And I think he'd be a perfect fit.
No, and I think the identity of this team is it's forged by the O-line. I think it's totally appropriate. The Cowboys did it for years. Strength on strength. You know, the Niners have done it with the D-line. And I'm with Rico, by the way. I wouldn't say two words if they took a D-lineman. But you're not winning a Super Bowl by drafting a rookie D-lineman at 29. Rico's right is that at 29, I take a guy that I can put in the mix. But it is about signing a veteran, a stud in free agency, or trading. See, this is the other thing that I get upset about is people act like trading is not an option. No, it is. You are trying to get to the mountaintop. If I had to take pick 29 to go get the player I wanted, I'm doing it. Me. Now, Brad Holmes, who knows?
Right. But, I mean, I'm trying to think.
What?
You can get a good D lineman. I'm trying to think of the Chiefs D lineman. They got late.
Karloftis?
Yeah, Karloftis.
Yeah, okay, but hold on. Let's be very fair here. They have Chris MF Jones.
But
come
no,
on.
No. But what I'm saying is you got Aiden Hutchinson, the number two overall pick, that he should be able to fill that Chris Jones role that you can take
guy, lesser guy later on in the first round.
Get Christian Wilkins and take a D lineman at 29.
Fair.
Call it the Rico plan. I'll be a subscriber.
Okay.
But you get my point. Yes. I need a dude. I don't need someone I got to teach how to play football.
Correct.
David's disgusted with that take.
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all.
All right. Let's go to Wayne, 97.1. What's up, Wayne?
Hey, fellas. Hey, I'm a big Sparty fan, but like the previous caller, I'd like to get Zach Zenter, too. You know, he's just got all the techniques, and, you know, we'd have to work him in there a little bit, but we got some guys getting a little older, so what do you guys think on
Here's what I want you to do. I got no problems with Zach Zenter. He's a hell of a good football player. But you know what I want you to do? Step outside the box of familiarity here. I want you to, next time you're bored, go look up Cooper Beebe. I want you to look at my man from Kansas State who's played every position on the line, and he is the meanest SOB in college football. I just want you to have some other names you can talk about at the water cooler. I get it. You know, Zenter played at U of M. We all know him. Respect. But, man, there's some other. This is a really good offensive line class to me. There are some drafts you look around and you go, wait, they just took that dude? Now, this is a really good O-line class.
O-line class, a lot of quarterbacks, a lot of wide receivers.
Not enough quarterbacks for my team because I'm taking J.J. at 6. It's not at 4, Rico. I tell you. Man, you know what?
And you probably see like about 7 or 8 wide receivers go in the first round, which is good, Mike, because if there's a run on receivers early,
that helps
that's good
Lions.
For you.
No, it helps the Lions, too.
Oh, it helps the Lions as well, because then your offensive lineman and your defensive lineman will just start falling.
Think about it. Between receivers and quarterbacks, you could see 11 in the first round alone.
And then the top two O-linemen, so that's 13.
Right. You start stacking the positions you wouldn't take anyways. You're right. And tight end, like Bowers.
And then the next thing you know, there's Pork Chop Robinson.
Done.
Waiting for you.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, Mike, we're talking free agent signing. Free agency starts next week. So Sports Illustrated came up with a list of the worst free agent signings for last year. And then I want to top this off with some of the worst free agent signings in the NFL for all time.
I have a great guess for the all time. Okay. Allow me one guess when we get to that portion.
I will.
Go ahead.
We're going to start off at number 10, Andrew Wiley. Offensive tackle for the Commanders. Commanders paid him 3 years, $24 million. He was 29. He struggled to protect Sam Howell in the 15 starts last year, allowing not one, not two, not three, 9 sacks. Yeah.
It's disastrous. The only one that was probably worse was the Giants paying Kevin Glowinski. Guy got benched in like week 6. He was so atrocious. If you can't start for the Giants on the O-line, you're real ass.
At number 9. Running back. Why, David?
Because we don't pay running backs.
4 years, $25.4 million. Miles Sanders goes to the Carolina Panthers.
We called it when it happened last year.
Yeah.
That was an atrocious signing. Miles Sanders wasn't even the starter in Philly. Boston Scott had shown more. Mm-hmm. Kenneth Gainwell had shown more. I never understood that move for Carolina. Ever.
I didn't either, but Carolina wanted a playmate for Bryce Young, and they thought, what better you bring in Sanders? Is he going to help you out because he can catch it out the backfield?
We want to help Bryce Young. Cutscene. Why is Chuba Hubbard running the football? Go ahead.
At number 8, David, what's the position that I don't want to pay?
Wide receiver.
3 years, $25.5 million, Juju Smith-Schuster. Wide receiver, New England Patriots.
This is another one we talk about, right? Like, and we're going to get plenty of things wrong. But some of this stuff is so obvious when a player is done. Juju was done. If you can't flourish in Kansas City, you're done. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, It was such a dumb move.
But New England was desperate. Belichick was trying one last time to win, and I just need a name. I can fix him. No, you can't.
Trust me, you can't.
At 7, offensive guard Nate Davis for the Chicago Bears. 3-year, $30 million deal.
Oh, my Lord.
They brought him in to invest in the offensive line to protect Justin Field, but he had a rough first year due to injuries and inconsistent performances.
It's a good thing they got $100 million cap space because, boy, howdy, they got a lot of work to do on the O-line specifically.
At number 6, right here, three-year, $33 million deal. Cameron Sutton, cornerback, Detroit Lions.
I have a bit of an issue with that.
I do as well, but go ahead.
I just think it's unfair. The man was not brought here to be the number one corner. The partner in crime blows his knee out 4 plays into returning. I don't know, Rico. I'm not telling you he had a great year or a good year, but he was miscast as a lead corner. I still have faith Cam Sutton's going to be good if we bring in a real lead corner.
He's actually one of 2 people who have a problem with this. Not my list, it's Sports Illustrated's list, but yes.
Okay.
For him to come in and be the number 2 corner, I think that you would have got a great deal on him, but he got moved over to the number 1.
And it was bad.
Not his fault. He did his job. He didn't do it well at times, but he did his job.
Mike Evans is still running.
Yes, he is. But he comes in at number 6. At number 5, James Bradbury, corner, Philadelphia Eagles, 3 years, $38 million.
It was dumb.
I mean,
the reality is they got him from the Giants. He was on a bloated deal. You got the best out of him. I don't understand why you would pay him and extend him. And again, the whole defense was bad, and they had Patricia calling plays. But yeah, Rico, that ended up being disastrous. That secondary was horrible.
Yeah, 1 interception, struggled in coverage all year long. At number 4, wide receiver. You're going to like this, Mike. 4-year, $44 million. Alan Lazard, New York Jets. I'll just leave it at that.
Quarterback died 4 plays into the year. Now, let's be fair. But again, this is the problem when you let a 40-year-old quarterback run your organization.
For $11 million a year, he recorded 23 catches for 311 yards and 1 touchdown.
Hey, he had a better Jets career than Galladay had as a Giant. Mm. I'm just saying.
That may be foreshadowing, folks.
Oh, come on.
At number 3 is Draymond Jones, interior defensive line, Seattle Seahawks, 3-year, $51.5 million. They needed run stoppers. It was an area of concern. However, Jones had only 4.5 sacks, and Seattle defense got worse in 2023.
Oh, and yesterday they just released both starting safeties, Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs.
Yes.
Things are going great.
At number 2, which I think is number 1, but it's number 2, but I understand why number 1 is number 1, but I disagree with. At number 2, quarterback, Las Vegas Raiders, Jimmy Garoppolo. 3 years, $72.7 million.
I don't need to add anything.
Yeah.
It's a good thing he's good looking, because I'll tell you, he can't play football.
Yeah.
At least he's got an opportunity to do some, like, glove commercials or something.
Maybe you get him on a broadcast. But yeah, at number 1, worst free agent signing, Javon Hargrave, 49ers, interior defensive line, 4-year, $84 million. I don't agree with it, but here's why. Because they said his productivity fell from when he was with the Eagles, and he's got that hefty price tag. He recorded 7 sacks and 14 quarterback hits last season, but it wasn't what he had with the Eagles.
No.
But he makes a lot of money, and that's why.
I could probably quibble with that one, and I would certainly I do have a bit of an issue with Cam Sutton. I just think that's being a bit unfair.
Those were the 2 that I had a problem with. All time, if we got time, David?
Yes.
All time.
All time. Give me 1 guess. Albert Haynesworth.
Albert Haynesworth. David, you got a guess?
No, that's a pretty good one, though.
Number 1.
Albert Haynesworth,
7-year, $100 million contract.
He went from being one of the best players in the league, got paid, and said, you know what? I don't care.
Yeah.
He openly just stopped trying.
Yep. Yeah, left the Titans. You thought, okay, this is going to be something.
One minute, he's stepping on Andre Girard's head. The next, he ain't even trying out there.
Yeah, David, I do have a guess. Nnamdi Asamoah.
Nnamdi
Eagles, 2009 or 10. Yeah.
David at number 7.
He went from being awesome to terrible. Why?
Different the scheme system. Didn't fit. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Giants, Kenny Golladay.
Yes. Giants, Kenny Golladay comes in. Mike, want to take a guess?
I don't know, but they're going to put that contract on Dave Gettleman's grave.
Number 2.
Oh.
Number 2. 4 years, $72 million. Yeah, I remember when he was like, didn't he like opt out of the game? He was playing for the Lions, and all of a sudden he just went to the locker room and just was like, yep, I'm not going to be here anymore. Hip. Adam Marcelletta, number 3. Nick Foles, number 4. Le'Veon Bell to the Jets, number 5.
I don't have an issue. I can't believe Adam Archuleta got paid that much money.
I forgot about that.
And here's one for you, David. Antonio Brown to the Patriots, number 9.
It would have worked out. He lost his mind.
Well, you kind of need your mind.
Fair. That's actually I've heard that. That's actually true.
And there's some older ones. Andre Rison at number 8 to the Browns.
Alvin Harper to the Bucks.
Yeah, that didn't make the list. Franco Harris going all the way back to 84.
Seattle.
He went from a 1,000-yard rusher to they rushed for 170 yards in 8 games.
1 yard rusher.
Yeah.
Wow.
And C.J. Jackson to the Chargers is number 6 to round out the list.
And the best part, he goes to the Chargers. He doesn't even start for $100 million. Goes back to New England.
Mm-hmm.
They just released him. How does J.C. Jackson go from being so good to out of the league? 2 years. And he's young.
Got rich. Yeah.
Okay, then.
No. Here's the thing. Here's what I found out, Mike. Some guys really want to be in the NFL, and they don't think about life after. You want to get drafted. Some people want to wear the Hall of Fame jacket, so they work hard. Some people just want to make it in the league. Once you get the paycheck, I've achieved my goal. I'm done. I could pull an Albert Haynesworth. What else is there for me to do? I'm rich now. So, a little bit of editorial.
Tremendous.
That is your Blitz, 97.1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.